This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Most people might think about sustainability as recycling more or riding a bike instead of taking a car. At the Prairie Fire Bioneers Conference held at Knox College, a different idea of sustainability was explored, one encompassing politics, social justice, and community activism. Tri-State's Public Radio's Miranda Corbett has the story.
Freshman Sylvie Bowen Bailey is involved in the Students for Sustainability Club at Knox, but she signed up to attend Bioneers because it was required for one of her environmental studies classes. When asked before the conference about the ways she lives sustainably, she responded in a predictable way.
I recycle.
But none of the speakers at Bioneers spoke about recycling. Instead, they spoke about topics like democracy and the politics of sustainability.
Good government is a sustainability issue.
That's John Curtis, who just spent more than 1 year campaigning for a state representative in Western Illinois. Curtis has spoken at Bioneers in the past about farming and his own small-scale farm, but this year he used his campaign experience to explore how governments play an important role in sustainability by ensuring access to education and jobs, as well as clean water and air. Al Eastman also discussed that general theme. He gave the keynote speech at the conference. Eastman is a Sichangu Lakota from South Dakota, but is now located in Chicago, where he has organized many protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline.
The use of nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience is really what, I think got the global attention.
Eastman says the pipeline project is a case of environmental racism that violates human rights, and he argues those are sustainability issues. Eastman says community activism can be successful in deterring such projects and promoting social justice.
Specifically for Dakota Access, we talk about divesting from a lot of the pipeline banks, so you can control where your money is and how they use it, depending on your financial institution. But also pushing cities or different institutions, universities, colleges, to divest from the human rights violations that occur with these financial institutions.
Eastman says the city of Seattle recently divested $3 billion from one of the banks supporting the project. He says actions like that can have a lasting, sustainable impact. Sylvie Bowen Bailey says Eastman's speech gave her a deeper understanding of the issues at Standing Rock. But her favorite event was one of the speeches given at the National Bioneers Conference last fall. It was rebroadcast at Knox during the conference.
There was one on biomimicry yesterday that I thought was especially interesting. Partly it was just really positive.
Biomimicry is the study of making design and technology more sustainable by modeling it after nature. Bowen Bailey says that it was interesting to see what people had accomplished with biomimicry. The impact of Bioneers did seem to change Bowen Bailey's idea of what sustainability entails.
Sometimes I probably get new clothes when I don't need new clothes. And this has just kind of made me think of the environmental impacts of that.
Bowen Bailey says it was inspiring to hear from the speakers at Bioneers. She thinks the conference acted as a call to action for sustainability, a word that comprises multiple meanings. I'm Miranda Corbett, Tri-State's Public Radio.